Welcome to another Carlin and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, I believe we've got a triple treat today.
We do have a triple treat. So I clean my glasses, and you don't wear glasses, but you're not seeing double or triple. We actually have triplets in front of us, the Wendlin triplets.
Sporting triplets.
Now, that's going to be a famous name, so I've got to say it again, the Wendlin triplets. Okay. We had the McGowan twins.
Yeah, no.
At Centrals, is that right?
The Gowans.
Gowan, yeah, close enough. Gowan twins, and now in the future, we're going to have the Wendlin triplets at Central Districts as well.
Wow. So
can you introduce them?
Yep, go for
it. We go from youngest to oldest, or the other way around?
We go from left to right. We go for Casey. Welcome to the show, Casey.
Thank you.
And your sister, Jess.
Thank you.
And your sister, Caitlin.
Thank you.
You can say hello.
Hello.
Now, this is always hard when we have a number of people here, so we've got to be careful. Sean, you can throw the first question. What are we going to do, cricket or football?
Now, I'm going to ask some questions about them. I want to know, because like these three obviously they were born together, they've lived together, so I want to see some answers from them. So I'm going to ask them some questions and we'll see who gives the best answer or the first answer. Okay, who is the strongest out of you three?
I'll say Casey.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jess.
Okay, so you're being so modest. You didn't jump in there straight away. Okay. Who is the biggest sook out of you three?
Jessica,
that's
definitely.
That's a given.
Okay. Who is the best bowler out of you three?
Casey.
Who's the best batter?
Probably me. It depends on the day.
Who's me?
Caitlin.
The oldest one.
Yeah.
What about the best fielder? Who's the best fielder out there out of you three?
I would say me.
No.
Casey's jumping in with her. That's confidence for
me.
Caitlin's disagreeing. Jess, you're quiet there. So
I don't even know.
Who's the best outfield? Who's got the best arm on them to throw from the outfield?
Oh, Casey's pretty good.
I've got a good arm.
So the consensus is that Casey is the best cricketer out of you three, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
No.
Who's going to be the most likely out of you three to settle down and have kids first?
Jess.
Jessica. Oh,
okay.
I guess that's Jessica, yeah.
All right.
Now, we're talking about 17-year-old girls here.
I know, but it's just thinking about the future.
Yeah.
So who are your heroes? We'll go from Casey. Who is your sporting hero?
Don't say me.
Is it Aaron Phillips?
No, it's more Robbie Gray. I just like the way he plays and I look up to him a lot. Yeah.
Jess?
I'll say Jay Schutz back in the day when he would play, just the way he played in Ford. So, yeah.
Caitlin?
I'd say Matthew White. He's retired now, but just the way he went about the game. And obviously I like running fast and he would always use that ability in the game and I really looked up to that.
Now, that's the football side of things. What about cricket? Who are your cricket heroes? Come on. Casey?
I don't really have a cricket.
Jess?
I don't really have a hero, but I like Marnus Labuschagne. I don't know. I just like the way he goes.
Like his name?
No. I just like the way he plays cricket and just the way he attacks everything he does.
Caitlin?
Mitchell Starc, being a left-arm bowler myself, I just really looked up to how he bowled and always try to do what he did.
You guys are obviously very sporty. You love your cricket. We're going to talk about that in a minute and also your footy. But has this always been the case? So from young girls, hanging out together. How did you get involved in sport and why are you have this interest in sport?
Casey?
We always had, when we started sport, we just always saw the boys play football, cricket, so we thought we would join in at recess and lunch. And then when we start, school, we just saw them play, so we end up joining and, that's where it all started for us.
And what about you've played cricket for six seasons and you're playing A-grade for Northern Jets. How long have you played A-grade and what's that experience like, Jess?
I've probably played A-grade for 2 years, I think, and the experience is really good because we had to play against, Big Bash players and stuff like that, so that's a good experience to play against them and learn off them.
Now, Caitlin, I see that you all look similar but you've all got different hairstyles. Is that modelled that way?
I think it's just always how we've done our hair, to be honest. Yeah.
Don't look at me and talk about hair. The other way I could tell them apart when I taught them last year was their shoes. They had not school shoes, but when they were in PE, they had different shoes. I have to look hair, shoes, and I could work it out.
Well, I suppose it would be tough. I mean, I've dealt with twins, as you said, the Gales twins and others, but I remember there was a set of triplets that played football at Barossa District, and one of them came out and played for Central District. But, it's just amazing triplets. And how do you get on as teammates? Casey?
We were pretty quiet sometimes. We're not the most loud people in the group, but we always contribute when we can.
I had a descending from Sean there. Jess, how do you see it as the three sisters playing as teammates?
I mean, it's pretty good playing against them because then you always got them to learn off as well and always get advice from each other because we always give honest advice to each other, so that's good.
You do.
Is it always positive advice?
No. There's no negative.
I mean, we do have some positive feedback to give, like if they batted well or bowled well, like we do give that.
And you hold each other to account,
don't
you?
Yeah, and I think when it comes to if we're in the same team, we're kind of on the same page of how we want to play, so we kind of feed off each other's energy and, yeah.
Is there any competitiveness between the three? We'll start with Casey, then Jess and Caitlin.
Oh, yes, we are very competitive. We always don't like it when one of us do better than the other. It's not fun.
Yeah, we can't lose to each other in any sport or anything we do.
Any chance we can one-up each other, we'll definitely take it and we definitely wouldn't let it down for the person who we can beat.
But how about with others? Like, you're competitive amongst yourselves, but, like, what if you're competing against other people? Do you back each other then, like you're saying before, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah, we always back each other, but obviously sometimes you can't always beat them. It's just how things go, so...
Jess, any comment from you?
You've always got your sisters back, haven't you?
Yeah.
Sisters.
That's all right, Caitlin. So, come on, you can't let Casey do all the talking.
It's normal. I think if we're competing against other people, we try to be like, oh, let's, you know, try and get in the top, I don't know, three, or try and get in a certain spot where we can still... have all of us three winning.
Yeah.
So let's talk about football because, like, football, women's football obviously is taking off, is exploding, and you girls are sort of right, probably in a really good spot because you've got that really good athletic background and ability and you've just moved into football. But so this is going to be your first season of football, is that correct?
Yeah.
But you must have been playing some footy prior to that, like at school, at home, kicking the ball around.
Going at home, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we started.
Yeah.
What about your parents? Were they into any sports?
Yeah. Dad was heavily involved in football and cricket, and we kind of just learnt off him. And
Mum played netball, so she was a pretty good netballer, so she taught us as well when we used to play netball back in the day for school.
Yeah. Yeah, she claims we never listened to her advice, but we did.
Yeah. I think that's most parents would say that. I certainly would say that. So last year you went out to Central Districts to try out for the women's team. Tell us about that process and what was the outcome?
Casey?
Yeah, so there was 3 days of trials,
yep.
And they just got us to do all sorts of drills just to see our skills. And it was actually really fun. Like, I enjoyed it and meeting new people and getting to know them. And some girls were shocked that this is our first year of football because they thought, oh, we've played before.
Jess?
And then about a week later, we all got a call to see if we made it or not. And at first, those two made it. And not me, so obviously that was a bit heartbreaking that those two made it. But then a couple of days later, they rang me back and said that they've picked me, so that was pretty exciting.
Caitlin?
I think the whole experience, we kind of just went out to trial and just see how we would go and see if they liked what they saw. And we took a lot out of it. And the coaches straight away were pretty happy with how we went and gave us some great feedback we could take back and work on in our own time.
So have you had a tough pre-season? And tell us about when the first trial games were. They must be close. They must be just around the corner. So how's pre-season gone? And what are you looking forward to in the trials?
Yeah, pre-season has been very good, but obviously the running side's not always the best. But yeah, just getting to know like the club structure and how they are as a group, yeah, it's been pretty good to do.
Yeah, learning off all the girls in the pre-season has been good because then we can learn it and develop our new skills and stuff, and just yeah.
Yeah, like Casey touched on, the running has been tough and it's not always the funnest, but just getting to know the girls and just learning off from their experience starting, and yeah, now we're just working on structure and learning our position and developing our game.
Well, what positions do you want to play and what are your ambitions in football, Casey?
Well, I want to play in the back line, and I've had the opportunity to do that in training, so hopefully when I do get picked to play a game, that's where I'll be.
And what's your ambition?
Be brave.
That's okay. What about you, Jess?
I want to play on the forward line, and at the moment I've been playing in the forward line, so just obviously learning all the structure in that has been pretty good.
For me, midfield, I feel like I just play more natural game in there, but I've been kind of rolling through the midfield and forward at training, so that's been good as well.
That's amazing. They all want to play in different parts of the field.
We've got the whole spine of the field covered now, so just Wendland to Wendland to Wendland. That's where it will be, will it?
Caitlin?
Casey. What was the question?
The question was, Sean was just talking about going from defence to the middle to the forward and keeping it in the family.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've always liked different positions. We're not all, we're in the same positions, but no, we all like forward, midfield, back, so it's good that we can kind of expand that and people not think, oh, we all want to do the same thing.
Has that been like a conscious decision? Have you sort of specifically tried to sort of play different roles?
Just all the different roles that we want to play just felt natural to us to play in like forward line, back or mid. So, yeah, we haven't really done the same role.
Yeah, I think it also with some, when we watch football, the players we like and who influence us are kind of influence where we want to play and how we want to play our game too.
Now, Caitlin, you said you're a left-arm bowler. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Playing cricket. Now, what sort of are your attributes as a cricketer, like a left-hand bowler? What about as a batsperson? What's your highest score?
My high score is 63.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's better than what Sean and I have done.
Yeah.
What about
anything? One run is better than what I've done.
What about you, Casey?
Oh, well, I've been unfortunate to not get a 50. I've been unlucky. I've had a couple times where I could have gone to make big score, but I've just get out in the end. But it's for the team, I guess.
So what are your attributes? Are you a bowler?
Yeah, I'm a bowler as well.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm a right-handed bowler and I bat left.
Wow. And what about you, Jess?
I'm an all-round and I bat right and bowl right, so not as weird as I said.
I just so you're lefty and lefty? Or
I'm left-hand bowler and right-hand batsman.
I wonder, has this got something to do with the left side of the brain, the right side of the brain with triplets?
I have no idea. I'm not going to get into it. So now we're getting towards the end of our interview, but obviously now the problem you've got of balancing cricket, which obviously has been your sport for a lot longer and you've achieved at high levels, playing A grade at a young age, and now getting straight into footy. So you've got centrals and obviously your local club here, which is Willesden, is that correct? Mm-hmm. So how do you see this for the next couple of years, balancing both sports?
Even right now, it's a bit tough to balance cricket and football. So we've decided we're probably going to give cricket a break and really focus on football as it's our first year. And we've always talked about playing football for so long. So that's our main priority right now.
Cheers.
So this will be our last season of cricket since we've just kind of lost the passion a bit because we want to leave the focus on footy.
Caitlin?
I'm the same with them. Football's more our main priority right now, and we're pretty excited about it, and it's been great ever since we've come from the trials to now. So I'm really looking forward to.
Well, that's cricket's loss, isn't it? And football's gain. And so we just want to wish you girls the best for the season. We hope that you consolidate your place in the Central's team. And it'd be great to see what you guys get up to.
Yeah, all the best. Thank you. So ends another Carlin Low Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.